The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on 100.2 FM, Freeview 277, and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello. What you got there?
Well, I was presenting.
Listener, she's got a tulip with an Easter egg on the top.
Yeah. Oh, is it a real Easter egg?
I think so.
I can actually eat that.
You're going to have to eat it.
Wow.
She's just scoffed a sausage roll and two hot cross buns.
Yeah.
And if any of my family are listening, I haven't had anything.
I know, you're like a saint. Well, you'd be good on Ramadan, wouldn't you? Because, you know, that would be the best regime for you.
I just don't eat.
Well, there you are. You are on Ramadan.
Yeah, but that's limited. This is forever.
Yeah, forever. You can never eat.
Yeah. Poor anyway, man. What is that thing that you're waving about and why have you got it?
Well, as I came into our studios, there was a lovely Easter egg, whole Easter table celebration.
Oh, they've got an Easter egg hunt, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's not easy to say either.
No, it isn't, especially after eating nothing.
Yeah.
As you obviously.
Oh, I'm wasting away.
What did you have for breakfast then?
Nothing. Actually, I had my lunch.
What was your lunch?
I had poached eggs and asparagus.
Oh, well, that's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look at my lunch.
You got a boil. She's got a hard-boiled egg in a jar, and that's not her lunch. She's lying. What that is a snack in between her breakfast, her elevenses, and her dinner, isn't it?
Yeah. Well.
I
normally have a little tomato in, but the new husband's been eating all the tomatoes.
Has he?
Yeah, without me knowing, because we always have a few tomatoes.
Do you grow your own? Have you got a greenhouse?
No, I get them from Riverford's, which is even better than
right, growing. Okay.
I get a little veg box every week delivered. But I do grow my own sometimes, but we've only got a small garden. Talking of gardens.
No, don't.
Have you seen about my bush?
I'm fed up hearing about your bush.
Honestly. Yeah. I just had a very heated conversation with our local councillor. Because Canterbury City Council are destroying habitat for the wildlife. And where I live on the seafront, there were bushes. They're black. Hang on.
Blackthorn.
Buckthorn. And they've been there for absolutely ages, years, hundreds of years. I mean, Neanderthal times, probably. And they're the home to the biggest roost of starlings and sparrows in Kent.
Right.
Like the
not
biggest.
Anymore, they're not.
And as the tractor went through a week, they say it was a week before nesting. But these birds live in it all year round. It's not about nesting. As the tractor went through demolishing it, all the birds were flying out screaming.
Well, they would really, wouldn't they? Didn't want to hang about.
Weasels and foxes. Why are you looking at me when I say weasels?
No.
I was alluding to your character.
No.
Weasels and foxes.
Yeah.
And, of course, now what will happen is the foxes are homeless and they'll go into town
in
Tenterden.
Bins.
They'll go into town and then people will say they're vermin because they've been taken away from their habitat then they'll be poisoned. And it's awful. So we went into our garden, as I was saying, on Sunday. And yesterday we were in the garden and we don't have any birds.
Right.
Not one bird except pigeons.
Right.
They've gone.
Right.
It is, and I was crying, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very sad.
Right. In 3 weeks' time, it's the local elections. Right. So why don't you stand for the bush party?
Yeah. I would, but my new husband's a journalist, as everybody knows. And he said, I was the Green Party told me to stand. But I said, he said, you would go mad in their meetings. They're like 6-hour meetings. He said, Jules, you'd strangle them all.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, that's why you need to start your own party.
Bush party.
Your bush party. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you help me?
No.
Well, couldn't you be deputy?
Well, no, because I'm not a voter in Canterbury. I've just got a business in Canterbury that spends thousands and thousands of pounds on business taxes, but I don't get a vote.
I know. Well, somebody was saying, I think somebody was saying Ben Fitter Harding was really good and really helpful, but I don't see it. They put the car parking charges up. They want to bring in a 15-minute city.
Hey, hold on. If you think that's bad, you've got an email in your pile about Canberra.
Oh, no. What they're doing with Canberra?
There's a car park there.
Oh. Well, I'll be reading it later.
Yeah, you will.
You're listening to The Business Bunker with the lovely Paul Andrews and myself, and we will be reading out some. But I've noticed we've had a tweet. But just to go back to...
Just the one.
A few tweets. But just to go back to my bush, just keep an eye on what's happening around you, because the council are cutting down trees. No. This doesn't make sense. All across the UK, they're cutting down trees to make way for bus lanes.
It's as if they don't know what they're doing, really, isn't it?
I said to them, you're not gardeners.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to the council, and he said, oh, well, he saved Duncan Downs. I said, no, he didn't. He built all around Duncan Downs, all the fields.
We've discussed this many times. You know, our politicians are really trying it on now. They're really trying to rein back in everything. Did you see that some stretch of I think it was the M6 outside Manchester, all the speed cameras have been set to exactly 70, and they've been fining everybody.
Well, my new husband has been done for speeding at like 36 miles an hour.
Yeah, did he do speed awareness?
He's done it twice now, he's well known.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he can't do it a third time, though.
I know, yeah. I know. But the thing is, we've got boy racers that whiz down our, we've got a straight road in Tankerton, wherever I live. Yeah. And they whiz down at like 80 miles an hour. Nobody gets them, but they get like my poor new husband doing 36 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
He's getting a bit of a complex. But do tweet us. Don't like to say tweet now because of my bush. What's happened?
There's no tweeters left. No, tweet. Use the hashtag #BeBunker.
I've got fat balls, Paul Andrews.
I know. I've noticed.
In my garden.
Oh, right.
And we noticed even before Christmas because we've got housing all around us, 22,000 houses built.
I had a word with Dan yesterday. My
about your fat balls.
It was about my fat balls and the peanuts and all the rest of it.
And your squirrels.
The squirrels are back. Okay. I've got a giant bird feeder on a big thingy, which is lovely, and I get massive. Unlike her, I got bushes and trees and all kinds of stuff, and I get a fantastic display of birds on my bird feeder. And Dan had greased it. Thick grease to keep the squirrels off.
But
the grease is all gone now, and the squirrels were up there like a rat up a drain pipe. They were, and they had the entire fat balls. They had everything.
Well, you can't blame them. They probably.
I have Mexican squirrels.
Yeah. Joe.
I do. I have Mexican squirrels.
In the
they
studio.
Wear little sombreros, and they go, hey, 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 hey.
We have in the studio Sufie and Maya and Joe White, who's not Joe White anymore.
Joe Adams.
Mm. Can't keep up with people.
I know.
She will be changing.
You can talk. She can talk. Yeah, she's on her 15th husband.
Yeah. Well, I started off with a Muslim.
Now, here we go. We'll be here all day if we go through your past
life.
And
then I went for a Christian. And I'm now with a nice Jewish boy.
Yeah. So we're on the lookout for a Buddhist now, aren't we?
I've done 29 years with a nice Jewish boy, so we're doing all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I've learned all about his religion and, what you could... When his parents come, it's terrible. We just have to feed them fish every time.
Gefilte fish.
Fish this and fish that.
Yeah.
Because the milk and the meat thing. So okay. It's a bit of a mindfuck, but I'm learning.
it's only taken her 39 years.
We had a lovely tweet from Martin Reeves and the Vandellas. He's in his loft listening. He said, I'd love a Business Bunker shout out. And he's used the B Bunker hashtag. So he gets 150 points from me. And he says, I've off to visit my mum with our kids because I think it's the Easter holidays.
It's the Easter holidays. The kids are all on holiday.
If I can get them off their iPads with a faith, you know. And he says, I've been very quiet on my socials, but we'll listen on today's show on catch up. Have a good one. So I want to ask you, Martin, if you listen, let's do a test and make sure he listens. We'll ask him some questions. Yeah. What is he buying at the moment to sell on?
Right, okay.
Has he got any Lego?
Yeah.
Because Martin buys old...
He buys collectibles from eBay and stuff like that, and then 50s, sells it 60s. A markup for charity.
Yeah, so 50s, 60s toys, stuff from the, like Lego and stuff. Things that you and I would have played with, probably.
What do you mean, wood?
Well, it might have done.
I still do. I've got a Lego.
Have you?
Yeah, I got Lego.
Yeah, I wasn't mad on Lego. I had a Johnny Seven gun.
I beg your pardon?
I had a Johnny Seven gun.
Did you?
Do you not remember Johnny Seven gun?
No.
Oh, you have to Google it. 70s. Yeah. I got one. They're very expensive. My uncle bought it for me.
Right.
I was a bit of a tomboy.
Oh, right.
I think now I wouldn't be called a tomboy.
I was more Meccano.
I'd probably be something
else. I had a Dalek.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have had it. But I had a Winnie. I had a Yogi Bear.
Did you?
A proper Yogi Bear. Stuff to
not your average bear then.
Okay, so hello to Martin. So there's your let's see your test to make sure you are listening back. What are you collecting this week? And you can tweet us using the Bee Bunker hashtag.
Sarah Marsh Collins has tweeted as well. She says, I'm tuning into the Business Bunker show to hear the story behind Champagne Group. Just about the nicest restaurant I've ever been to.
Oh.
Hey, that's a testimonial,
there
isn't it, Sophia?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. She says, have a great show, guys, and enjoy. Well, thank you, Sarah, yeah.
And we've had a lovely text from Tracy. She's on the Twitter at Tazi, T-A-Z-I-64. She is based in Rochester. She's the owner of PluckiesWorld.com. Just talking about these Plucky's World cards with Rebecca Nutt, because I've got a set to give her to take into her college where she teaches beauty. So I said that I would put her in touch with Tracy. Tracy, if you don't mind DMing me your phone number, and I'll put you in touch with the college. So she is saying, going back to that, she's saying, can I have a shout out, please, for Miriam's new book? That's Miriam McGurk.
Oh, yeah.
New book, please, Paul and Jules. Yes, you can. And it's called Second Chances. It's out on April the 25th. And it's by the lovely Miriam McGurk. So you can follow her on her name, Miriam_MCGUIRK. And, of course, we had her lovely new husband on the other day, didn't we? The other week.
Yeah, Chris was on.
Yeah.
Stephanie Young has tweeted, have a wonderful Business Bunker show today, Paul and Jules. Would love a shout-out. I'll give you that in a minute, Steph. And we'll catch up later as we got load shedding woes.
Yes. So they've got a 10-hour. They have 10 hours off, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. So Steph is a digital nomad. She is heavily involved in social media and digital. And she's currently, this week, in South Africa, which is why she's got load shedding woes. And the name of her company is Amplify.
Amplify. I wonder.
That's not easy to say, Amplify.
Well, not when you're like you, you know.
What like me?
Just having a little bit of asparagus for breakfast.
Asparagus does that, do you, does it?
Yeah, it can slow your words a bit.
You were going to cast aspersions about me, weren't you? And then you remembered.
It wasn't much, was it? A little poached egg.
Yeah.
One poached egg or two?
I had two poached eggs and asparagus.
How many sticks of asparagus?
Oh, I didn't count them, did I? Whatever you buy in a bunch, I had
did
the whole
you just
bunch.
Did pan them, braise them in the pan?
No, I braised them in the microwave.
Did you?
Yes, lovely in the microwave.
Oh, no. I braise them in a pan.
No, I braise them in a microwave. It's quicker.
Do you? I don't really use my microwave. It's there, but I don't use it. I've got.
We're trying to move house.
Yeah. We looked at a microwave. Did you?
We did. We looked at a house on Saturday, a new build house, right? And the cooking arrangements Sufian would have loved it for one of his restaurants. The amount of ovens there, I'm going, hold on a minute, what are all these?
You can't afford to run them, though.
Well, exactly. There was an oven. Yeah. No, there were two ovens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a double oven.
There were two ovens, a microwave, and a steaming oven, whatever one of those is.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah, they're quite nice. But you can just use a hob for that.
Yeah, no, and it was all in one big bank of things, and there was all these lights flashing on it. And you thought, the minute the electricity goes off here, or the minute that, you know, the dates change, all of that's going to go to pot, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're never going to find out how to work any of that.
All you need is an air fryer. That's all we use now, air fryer. We've got a big green egg, which will be... I've got a lamb for this Easter.
A lamb?
Oh, well, not a whole one. I mean, a leg. A leg of lamb.
Oh, right, okay.
And it's organic, and I know where it's come from. I know it's had a happy life. And
until you had its leg off.
We will be big green egging it with my new husband. I'm going to put a little bit of Cape Malay spices rubbed in.
Right.
Lots of garlic.
To your husband or the lamb?
I might rub a bit in him.
Yeah, okay.
Depends how he behaves.
Yeah.
And my mother's coming. Kids are coming back from Argentina, so they're now homeless because they can't find a flat to buy.
Yeah.
So they're looking at a flat, a sort of a dingy, tiny hovel, basically, like a rat hole in Greenwich, $500,000.
I know.
These are young graduates paying off a student loan at over 6%, working like billio. And they're looking at hovels, and it's very distressing. They're homeless.
The way that markets work is that London has priced everyone out. So you've got to stop looking there and move out. I mean, it's like my
younger... When you're young, you want to live in the
city. But you can't. You can't have everything. When I was young, I wanted a Ferrari. I couldn't. I had a Hillman Imp instead.
So did you get one then, Paul?
Sorry?
Did you get a Ferrari in the end?
Eventually I did, yes. Yeah, but I didn't keep it for long because it wasn't very practical. I'm more of a Porsche man myself. Yeah, I've had loads of Porsches.
When I met him, he had a Porsche. You could drive around in your little Porsche.
I did, yeah.
He was convenient then because he doesn't drink and I do.
Yeah.
So he's quite useful, you know.
I got the Porsche because it only had two seats. Yeah, so I don't have to pick people up. Because she'd ring me and go, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm drunk. Can you come and take me home, please?
But he's got no room for my Greyhound.
And her and her husband were out and I go, well, I can't get you both in the car, can I? Sorry. Yeah.
So what we really need to do is get you to Champagne.
Yeah.
You can have the food.
Yeah. Well, you see, don't encourage her.
But I do like a little nibble with my drink.
Yeah. Oh, we can sort that as well.
Yeah, a little nibble.
Did you like the house, by the way, Paul?
I did, actually. It's
but
a good question. Sorry?
Not the ovens.
No, I didn't object to the ovens. It just scared me, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a lot of kit.
I did like the house. Okay. But I haven't sold... Mine's on the market at the moment, and I haven't sold it yet. So, you know, I'm in that limbo where there's no point in me making an offer because I can't buy it at the moment anyway. So I've put in an expression of interest in the house. But it won't stay on the market. It's a brand-new build all on its own.
Right, okay.
And unusually for a new build, with a fair amount of ground around it as well. Really nice house, really well done. I happen to know the builders as well.
What do you mean all on its own? Do you mean
it's just one?
What, is in a field?
Yeah.
Detached?
It's just one, yeah. One.
Well, you know what will happen.
What?
In 6 months, it'll have 22,000 other houses.
No, not that was last week's. That was last week's. So last week, I went to look at a house, and either side of it was a road that didn't go anywhere. And I went, where's that for? And they went, well, I don't know. I went, you're going to build into the field behind, aren't you? No, we haven't got planning permission. No, but you built two roads, which is a pretty good indication. No, this wouldn't have anything built around it because you couldn't build there. Because there's a river behind it.
They'll put a houseboat on it then.
A houseboat,
they'll do something.
Yeah. Nice house.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Twitter's gone mad now because Tracy's listening live.
Mm.
Luckily we mentioned her straight away.
Hi, Tracy.
Luckily we mentioned her immediately, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
First quarter.
Yeah.
And then Sarah Marsh Collins is saying hello to Tracy. So they're all chatting.
Yeah, they're chatting. They're not listening, are they? They're chatting to each other now.
Tracy's talking about Lego. So she says she used to love putting Lego together with her boys.
Yeah.
And then she's mentioned the Christmas word, which gives me the heebie-jeebies, but it's Christmas memories of Lego. And Sarah Marsh Collins says, I still build Lego. I have she's got a helicarrier, an X-wing fighter, a Slave One, Tower Bridge, Space Shuttle, and a Saturn V rocket.
Blimey.
Lots more. She's kept it from when she was a kid. I don't think I ever played Lego. I used to start up clubs when I was a kid. That was my thing. I was about 8 or 9.
Mm.
We had a garage and I started the Happy Wanderers Club.
I bet you were always the leader, weren't you?
I was the leader.
Yeah, of course you were. She's bossy. Yeah. She's so bossy, Joe.
And we had a blackboard, Joe, in my dad's garage. And then all my mates used to come round from the local comp. I think we were first year. Maybe it was even junior school. I can't remember. Rothmans, named after a cigarette company. What does that say about Essex?
Mm.
Cigarettes were cool in those
days. Were probably sponsored by a fag company, weren't they?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
They were good for you. They cleared your lungs.
They
all used to come round to my dad's garage, a little blackboard, and then we made little badges with Happy Wanderers Club on. And I was the leader.
Yeah, of course you were.
And the whole point was we explored. We went exploring because kids could go out in those days. We didn't have iPads and things. We used to go out exploring.
Yeah. We used to play at a car. There's a car wreck yard at the end of our road.
Yeah.
And we used to go down there, and you knew where everyone was because their bike was outside that front door.
So. Yeah, exactly. And we had we lived in a cul-de-sac in Essex, and we had an old pit. It was called the pit. It was like, I don't know, it was a chalk pit or something. We used to play down there, and we used to play at the bomb hole, like, you know. It was quite, you know, you could do anything in those days.
Until the air raid sirens went off and then they had to go home.
But, those were the days.
Mm.
Oh.
Right, do you know what?
Tunage?
It's time for some cheesy tunage.
Oh, that's Body Talk.
Of course it's Body Talk.
Bye.
Of course it is.
Oh, God, I can't remember who's by. Two little black people who were lovely and singers and soul and gorgeous.
Imagination.
I knew that. I'd forgotten. Good song. song?
Imagination.
Very good tuning.
Body Talk.
Is that for Joe?
It's for Joe, obviously, isn't it?
What you did there?
Yeah, do you see what I did?
You've been up all night thinking about this.
I did. It took me a week to think of that.
Can I listen to piano now?
Yeah.
Part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Construction businesses, we're celebrating the very best projects, people, innovations and businesses in construction. Could this be you? Winning an award can help you open doors to contracts, find new supply channels and break into new markets. Each winner will receive a beautifully engraved trophy along with a total prize package worth over £1,000. Enter the South East Construction Awards now at constructionexpoawards.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Hey, Body Talk, Imagination. What do you reckon?
I love love that 80s song. And I was just looking at their album. So it's great how albums have changed. And
yeah.
It's all sort of atmospheric and cool.
Yeah.
And also, I was thinking this the other day, weren't songs a lot more sweet in those days?
Something like that.
You know, now I listen to songs now and it's all a bit rude and a bit in your face, you know.
It's all shock stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and sort of, you know, jiggy stuff.
I'm
not too keen.
Unlike in the 60s, you know, like with Lola and stuff like that.
Oh, well, Lola was, I love the Kinks. But it was gentle Lola, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She walked up to me and she gave me a hand.
Yeah,
it was gentle,
wasn't it? Yeah. It's like, our mate Pip, Phil Wilson. Yeah. He's the drummer. He's the drummer with Mudd, but at the moment he's on tour with T Rex to see the major T Rex tribute act. And I was listening to some T Rex the other day. I mean, the lyrics are just nonsense. It's just utter
T-Rex.
Nonsense. What's a Jeepster, for goodness sake? Yeah.
My husband and I often listen to the lyrics, and because he's younger than me, 13 years younger, so different era. But I listen to a lot of Mark Bolan, and they are ridiculous. I can't think now, but we were saying the other day, was it? Oh, yeah, I look like a loon.
Yeah.
Something about the moon.
Yeah. You just invent words to make them rhyme. But you know, like Telegram Sam. I mean, we'll see, really.
But it was great, and it was part of an era. I think Joe's a lot younger than us, but it was part of an era, and glam rock, of course. You know. You know, Mark Bolan was incredible, and he had hair. I love men that have hair. I mean, you know, lots of hair. Sorry, they're getting a black look.
I really don't care.
But long hair, and how people sort of like conform now, like everybody wears the same clothes. Glam rock, look what they wore.
Didn't you have platforms? I had platforms.
Yeah, I had loons.
It was ridiculous. I'm 6 foot two and I had 6-inch platforms. I kept walking into things.
Yeah. I remember, because I was at school and I saved up and went to Miss Selfridge and I bought a purple midi coat, and it was bright, this colour purple, bright purple. And it had buttons all the way down. It was to my ankles. And my mother was absolutely horrified. Mm. And she said the other day, I was talking about it. I haven't got the coat anymore. I remember saving up for it. And my mum said, I hated that coat. You know, she's 92 and she can still remember.
She still hates it. Anyway, let's talk to Jo.
I'd love to.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show, Jo Adams from your Future Fitness.
Yeah.
Jo, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope you enjoyed our cheesy tunage in your homage. But why don't you kick off by telling us a little bit about Jo, first of all, and then we'll talk about what it is you do.
Okay, so my backstory is when I finished school and became a primary school teacher, which I still do part-time. But about 10 years ago, I was coming up to 40, and I just realised that I've been eating wherever I wanted, drinking far too much, and
sounds good to me.
I'm thinking, hello, Jules.
I felt like it was just time to make a change. I think you just get a lot of women get to that sort of midlife and just think, oh, is this what it's all about?
Just when you're saying that, Jo, because I've she's been sitting here eating hot cross buns and sausage rolls all morning, and I've only consumed 2 calories in the last week. Because I'm far too fat, but I think both men and women, once you approach middle age, you don't shift calories like you used to, but you tend to eat the same. Yeah. So if I go out with my youngest son, you know, he'll eat 6 Big Macs, and you know, there's more meat on a butcher's pencil than there is on him, and you know, I just got to look at a cheeseburger and I put on a stone.
No, my diet consisted a lot of Budweiser and wine when I was younger, and it didn't matter, but obviously it gets a bit harder. But I think it's all part of just midlife and responsibilities. My marriage wasn't in a great place. My dad was really ill. You know, work wasn't giving me what I was getting out of it. It wasn't what I liked when I first started the job. And you just get to that point where you think, oh, is this it? Is this my life? Is this what?
Yeah.
And you just sort of plod along, don't you? And sometimes people just stay in that comfort zone. But I decided that I wanted to do something for myself. And I joined a friend on a mud run. And I thought it was completely out of my comfort zone. I didn't think that running in the freezing cold, in thick mud and rain was going to be fun, but I did not stop laughing, and it was a massive release from everything else that was going on.
Or slipping around.
Yeah, so... and then I was addicted after that one. I was like, okay, I want to sign up and do another one. So I started doing some more of them. And I just decided that I then wanted to challenge myself and be able to... I was relying on other people to help me get over the obstacles.
Right.
So I wanted to be able to get over them myself. And I sort of feel that the obstacles were a bit of a, you know, a nod to what was going on.
Are you a bit of a determined person?
Yeah, I've always been quite determined. But a lot of that, my confidence had been knocked out of me.
Sure.
But hang on, when you say obstacles, do you mean on the mud run obstacles?
Yeah, there was obstacles. Yeah,
fences. Like, so you became a hurdler.
So you had to climb over things, and some of them were like you'd go into the water, into lakes, and you'd have to go, there'd be things submerged, you'd have to go swim underneath them.
Wow.
And things that I really never thought I'd be able to do, but I managed to do it. So then through that...
Is this what they call a tough mudder?
Similar, those sort of things. We used to go to nuclear races in Essex, which they're the best ones. Did lots of them. At some point, I was doing them, before COVID, I was doing them like once or twice a month.
So right, okay.
Getting...
Oh, so you did become obsessed with them.
Yeah, and I did, literally. I was doing it for more than just sport. I wanted to get on the podiums and do all that.
How long were the courses?
Some of them were 12 kilometres.
Wow.
You would be out there for like 3-4 hours in the cold, diving into muddy lakes. And
so was your motivation for this health and fitness and weight loss, or was it a competition?
I think it was just escape from reality of what was going on. And I'd say maybe a little bit of a midlife crisis, if you want to call it, but it was for a few hours of just having fun, but also I wanted to get better at it.
Yeah.
And then that led me into then thinking, well, hang on a minute, I'd quite like to become a personal trainer and understand the human body a bit more.
Yeah.
And I started doing my personal training qualification whilst teaching full time. And then I started running boot camps in Maidstone for ladies, and I still run them today. They've just started back up again, and I have a real lovely crowd of women. And they actually say that, one of the ladies said to me recently, it's like the only exercise class she's ever enjoyed.
Oh,
right. So we've got a real community.
What kind of things are you doing in a boot camp?
A lot of talking. We exercise our mouths.
Glass of wine.
we do go for a glass of wine afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes. Yeah, one of the ladies turned up the other week. She's like, I am here for the social. I wasn't in the mood, but I'm coming here for the social part of it. And at the end, she's like, oh, I've burnt 400 calories. Yes. But yeah, it's not like I'm standing there shouting like a sergeant major. It's very much a community. Like, we're a real nice group, and I'm 10 of us are climbing Snowdon in June for Young Minds charity. So I love my little community I'm building up.
Sure.
From that, then my marriage broke down.
Was that because you were out all the time?
No, I think that was an escape. He was working away a lot, and it was just
apart.
Yeah, it just wasn't a healthy relationship. And so
have you got children, Maya?
Yeah, I've got, he's 20, my son now.
All right, big boy, yeah.
Yes.
I thought she said she had 20 for a minute.
20.
I thought, blimey. No wonder.
All that in with a mud run, I mean. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it was a really difficult time. And then COVID hit, and I couldn't see my friends. And a time when you need your friends, you know, going through all that. And I did have some counselling during COVID, and I had to sell my house, and it was just really had to think about what I wanted to do in my life.
Sure.
So that led to me, when I could then have a rule of six, and I had friends in my garden, Your Future Fitness was sort of born. We were coming up.
You should
up
have just gone round to Boris's. He had loads of
I know.
That.
And cake. Yeah, exactly. There's me feeling guilty. We're all sat in the garden away from each other. So.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, so that was my vision, was that my Your Future Fitness, my tagline is that, you know, you have to create your future. I've worked with a coach myself and created like a vision board and thought about what I really wanted to do. And as much as I love teaching, I wasn't getting the challenge out of it. And I wanted to do something for me, because I haven't done anything for myself for a long time. And during COVID, I started running online groups, just like on Facebook. I do fitness classes online because I couldn't do my boot camp, so my boot camp ladies would come along to my online classes, and then other people would join.
Sure.
So did you find with your online classes that you were getting people from all around the world, globally?
Later on I did, but at the time it was people I knew, and I didn't charge, they donated and we raised money for the NHS.
That's nice.
And as it went on longer and longer, and then I started a sort of like health and wellness group. So rather than just do a fitness class, I remember doing the first one from my lounge. I was like, oh, it was so awkward because I'm used to standing in front of people and I'm a people person. So just standing there talking to my phone was a bit weird, but I've got used to it now. So then it became like a 6-week group, and the women loved it. They loved the community feel of it, and it's just grown from there. So I've done quite a few of them now, and out of that became because of my age, like I'm now up to come up to 50 next year.
Ooh, ooh. So old. Oh, no,
she's a whippersnapper, isn't she?
And all my friends, and seeing some of my friends really struggling with menopause symptoms, I then started to do some specific courses on menopause. I wanted to learn a bit more about fitness and menopause, and I've come up with a menopause peace program that I run now.
The old wild yam came out, did it?
So it's all about helping yourself. There are so many things that you can do to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
And it's a really hard time of our lives. You know, if you've got teenagers, you know how tough that can be. People think that it gets easier as they get older. I don't think it does. But you're exhausted. You might have older parents that you need to look after. And you've just, your joints are aching, you feel overly anxious all the time. You know, I absolutely understand where my women are coming from. So we work together, and I use the PEACE. So my PEACE program is, the P stands for positivity. So I talk to them a lot about mindset, because a lot of the ladies will say to me, I haven't got the motivation. I say, well, you can't wait for motivation. Motivation doesn't just wake up in the morning, it's there. You have to do stuff. You have to be get active. I say action's the precursor to motivation. So the more you start doing things and seeing a difference, then you're more motivated to carry it on. And I'm very much about balance. I don't expect people to live on chicken and broccoli. You know, you need to enjoy your food. You've got one life and you need to enjoy it. Mm. So it's getting the balance in your life. And also getting them to rephrase things. So people say, I've got to work out. And I say, well, don't say it like, you know, say it as I get to move my body because I want to be able to run around after my grandchildren or my children. I want to be able to carry the shopping easily. I'm lucky that I'm fitting well enough to do this. So that's the part of the, talk about the mindset.
The brain.
Mm. Yeah. And it's, when they start seeing results, they're sleeping better. Some of my ladies, their migraines are stopping because of, you know, the things they're doing. Mm. And it's not about losing weight. I always say it's not, I don't really talk about actual weighing yourself. It's about the non-scale victories, so coming off medication.
But you're also building muscle when you exercise.
Yeah, exactly. And I talk about how important strength training is.
As you get older, you lose muscle,
don't you? You're losing muscle mass and bone density, so you've got to include strength training.
Joe, can I ask, do you also see that it helps possibly because people are talking about a shared experience?
Yeah.
Whereas maybe in the past, people didn't have that, so they went through these kind of things all on their own, or with possibly just another female member of the family, and may have felt a bit kind of odd about it, whereas it's something that affects everybody at some point in their life.
It's the Davina effect a bit, really, but in a way it's good that it is being spoken about more, because every single woman is going to go through it. And some people, I'm really, you know, I'm lucky, touch wood so far, I'm not really struggling at all, but I've seen friends, you know, change their personalities and how they're dealing with things. It's really been hard for them, and you know, anxiety can be horrendous. It's just, so we need to just be aware that of what symptoms there are, because sometimes even now I'll talk to ladies and they're like, oh, I didn't realize that was a symptom. And I do think, you know, I don't have any science to back this up, but I do believe that it's because possibly the modern living and the way there's so many hormones in what we eat and drink, it's in everything, in our packaging, that's why women are suffering more.
I was reading that if you eat an apple every day, after I think it was 3 weeks, you've had your quota of pesticides. Because it's been sprayed. Your average lettuce is sprayed 17 times. So, and of course now fish, we've got the plastics in the fish.
Exactly. And then, you know, younger girls are going through puberty a lot earlier. And so It's in the water.
Yeah, it's just we're trying to get, you know, you can't get away from it. And I mean, I'll be talking a bit more about my menopause retreat that I'm doing, and that's working with Alison Bartolo. And she's, it's all about detoxing your home and your life, because we've got so many toxins around us. So, like, now I don't have any cleaning products in my house.
Same here. White vinegar, amazing. Yeah. Yeah. I use Method, which is expensive, but it's good.
Yeah, but you can just.
She stole my rat cloth.
Yeah, I stole his rat cloth.
It's just getting ladies to be aware of how many toxins and how that's making you feel.
And just opening your windows.
Yeah.
People don't open their windows.
Just go in for a 10-minute walk and make a massive difference to your mindset and your mental health.
This is why we have a dog, because our weather has been atrocious.
They send the dog out for a walk.
Yeah. We said it forces you to go out whatever the weather.
Yeah. But it's sometimes I say to them, just put your coat on, go for a 10-minute walk around the block, have a little route that you do, and actually once you get out, you realise it's not that bad and you will tend to go out for longer.
Yeah.
I say, like, imperfect action. So if you don't feel like doing an hour workout, start with 10 minutes or just say, I'm going to do 20 minutes. And once you get going, you're like, well, I feel so much better for it. Mm. So the E, we talk about what you need to eat and why.
And
so
then, of course, your endorphins, if you're exercising.
Exactly.
If you have that,
and then you sleep
walk.
Better. It's all, you know, it's hard, but once you get going and get started, it's a lot easier. And because of the community sense of it, we all spur each other on. And someone was like, go in the group and go, I've had a really bad day. And last night I had two bottles, you know, bottle of wine or whatever, and everyone says, fine, remember what Joe says, it's a new day, start again. And then we all just encourage each other. So I talk about nutrition and why, you know, it's important to include more protein, because we talked earlier about the fact you decrease the muscle mass and the bone density, so you need to have more protein in your diet. Certain foods for reducing inflammation.
You've got
to keep the cortisol levels, because the cortisol is all tied in with your hormones, but your estrogen drops. So ladies quite often will start the day with like a high carb breakfast, and that's the worst thing you can do, and that's what causes migraine.
Then you get the slump.
So if you have a high protein breakfast at the start of the day and eat your carbs with protein, it's going to keep you blood sugar stable.
So what are we talking here, Joe? Come on, tempt me.
Your poached eggs were perfect.
Yeah, poached eggs.
Yeah. You like my little boiled egg in a jar? That I take home.
Nice and healthy snack. Poached eggs. I use protein powder sometimes. I made like a green smoothie this morning.
I have a really good marine collagen, which is organic, and it's beautiful. We put that in our smoothie 5 days a week, and then Saturday and Sunday we have egg and bacon.
Which is
great with avocado.
Yeah.
And he looks and thinks it's fat, but it's not fat.
No. You have to. Sorry to interrupt, Joe, but we have to discuss this.
Oh.
She posts photographs. She posted a photograph last week of her breakfast that she was having in some cafe in Canterbury, and it looked wonderful. I can't remember what it was.
You had Eggs Benedict, I think.
No.
Oh, it was
bacon with pancakes and maple syrup.
She had
pancakes with bacon and maple syrup, and I went, oh, that was. That looks nice.
That was
adventurous of you. And she finally admitted that was the second course. The first course she'd had eggs Benedict, and before that she'd had toast. And she was now it was 11 o'clock, and she was thinking about staying there for lunch.
It was lovely, and then cocktails. That's a lovely independent. But you don't do that every day.
No, just twice
a week.
And talking of menopause, I remember the thing that I had. I didn't really have muscle aches and that, thank goodness, but I've always taken collagen and stuff anyway for my thyroid for years. But what I noticed was when I was going on air, I started to get butterflies, and I realised that I needed to cut my caffeine out. So I cut out coffee. I'm fine now because I've got through it. But I go to the Marion Gluck Clinic, and they're amazing. And so you have to pay privately, but you get a cream that you rub on every day on your skin, which just shows, going back to natural, that we absorb everything that we put on our body through our skin. Mm. So people that are buying often stuff from shops, you know, normal shops, in those creams, you've got loads of rubbish.
Oh, there's so many, yeah. And Alison shares, she's got part of this Ditch and Switch program that she's the co-founder of, and there's a whole website you can go on. You can put in the ingredients and see exactly what you're putting into your body. So, you know, it can be quite overwhelming. That's why I've started with my low tox from the home, and then I'll move on to other things.
It's really difficult, isn't it, when you buy stuff in shops, because you just don't really know, you know, unless you spend hours reading the ingredients on every
and
packet
so
of everything
small.
You buy.
I think that's part of our age. I'm sure they've made these smaller.
Some of them read like a chemistry lab, don't they? Some of them, and then if it's got more than five ingredients, don't buy it.
Basically.
Cool. So where are we now, Joe, with what you're doing? Tell us.
Yeah, so where we've I've got been running here. A couple of my these menopause peace groups, and I say on the 22nd of April, Alice and I are running our first menopause day retreat, which is a beautiful lake house in Kent, which is in Ashford. It's a holistic retreat, and the ladies come along, and they'll be doing sort of we'll talk about the importance of including some strength training, and then we're making some pamper products with natural ingredients. There's a lunch that Alison uses the essential oils, and there'll be meditation, relaxation. It's a whole day learning how you can help yourself, basically. I'm a great advocate. If you need HRT, you need to speak to your doctor. That's really important. But you can. There's so many things you can do to help yourself.
But doctors are pretty hopeless on it. Like my GP, I asked for some blood tests because Marion Gluck's blood tests are very expensive.
Yeah.
So I said, can you just do my hormone levels, because they won't give me my HRT, which is all natural, theirs, before I have blood tests. So she said, oh, we don't do that at your age. We don't do those blood tests. So I have to pay privately.
Yeah, once you're over the age of 45, they don't.
Which I am just, Paul Andrews.
She's over the age of 75. Just get really.
So I've got another group starting in 2 weeks on the 17th. I've got lots of ladies already booked onto it. But yeah, it's just within a private Facebook group, so it's really flexible. So the workouts, they go live three times
a week. Is this online?
Yeah, in a Facebook group. And so then the ladies can pick it up when it suits them. So if they want to join me live, they can, but otherwise they can do it later in the day or the next day. I share recipes, so lots of high-protein recipes. I've lots of information about what they should be eating and why. We look at nutrition, we look at sleep, we look at mindset, we look at stress. I've got some one-to-one clients as well. So we've been making vision boards this week and talking about our goals and like setting the goals for 5 years and also for the next year and then the next 3 months. And then I can help in helping my clients then reach what the goals they want.
Fantastic.
And it's not just about, it isn't just about weight loss. It's about everything. It's about your mindset. I'm a completely different person to what I was a few years ago. I mean, I had a photo shoot in Canterbury yesterday. I would never have done that a year or so ago. I've realised that you've got one life. It's no one's going to come along. And when I, was stuck at home in COVID and trying to think about what I was going to do, no one was going to save me. I had to do it for myself.
Yeah.
I had to think about what it is I wanted and to do something, to make myself happy.
I think the lockdown was a big eye-opener for lots of people in lots of different ways. In my industry, I own Jobs in Kent, and in my industry, because so many people were sent home and told not to work and were paid, they started thinking in a completely different way about things they did, which is why now we've got 1.2 million unfilled jobs and 5 million people sat at home. There's good and bad for that. A lot of people reassessed their lives and where they were during that.
No, and I never thought, if you said to me 5 years ago, you're going to be running menopause groups, ladies, and I was like, oh, but actually, I'm loving what I'm doing. I know that I've got a real affinity with the ladies that I work with.
It's more than just menopause, though, isn't it?
You're looking at all kinds of fitness. My clients, I have face-to-face and online clients, and they range from 33 to 73.
So you could just creep in, Jules, still?
Creep in? Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's just basically just under 73.
Yeah. I just saw a nutritionist, Christine Bickley, who's on my Twitter. She's at Bickley Christine, I think. But she's on my Twitter, and we've been talking for about a year, and I took her on as my nutritionist. And I've been, I know what I eat. I get an organic veg box every week and stuff. I don't eat grains because personally they make me tired. So I eat meat, fish, veg.
She keeps a food diary, but they run out of paper.
Christine Bickley asked for a 2-week food diary, and I hate doing food diaries. You have to write. She wanted everything I drank, everything I ate. And
it'd take you a week to write it down, wouldn't it?
And I was freaking out, and I was in a very bad place because I wasn't feeling well, and I was having to have MRIs and stuff, and I was eating a hot cross bun every day with proper butter. I hate Marge. And I had to write it down, and I said to her, this is not normal. This is like me at my lowest ebb. After 5 days, she asked me to stop writing. She said, I don't need to see anymore. She said, I know what you eat because I put a lot of stuff on my Twitter food.
Don't we all?
I cook.
Yeah.
And she said, she just wrote to me, and I'll put this in writing to you, Paul Andrews. She wrote, "This is the best food diary I have ever read in any of my clients."
Yeah, because it was like the combined works of Shakespeare, wasn't it? There was so much in it. It was unbelievable.
She was so impressed.
And there
was me going, I've had a hot cross bun, feeling like it was the end of the world, you know, because I don't eat grains normally and I don't have gluten normally. I felt really happy and like that I could be normal and just sometimes go off the rails.
Well, we have in the group I've just finished, we had speakers, and I'll have speakers in my next one. And I had a gut health specialist, Virginia Hills. I had a lady that talked about anxieties, Sarah Cosway. She's brilliant. I had somebody talk about well-being. I had a relationship counsellor, so talking about relationships as you get older, because a lot of women, you know, depression is quite high in women of a menopausal age. Most marriages break down, I think, sometimes because women don't really understand what's going on with them and their relationships struggle. It's the highest suicide rate is women between 45 and 55. So, yeah, it's really important that they think about their mental health, and it's getting on top of that. It's not, I say, don't worry about the weight loss. Let's focus on everything else and build, get your confidence back.
Yeah. And also, when you eat properly, it feeds your brain, which
definitely
is what you need, especially in menopause. You need fat.
Yeah.
Good fat.
Because a lot of women have got into a cycle.
They've gone
they feel
fat
low.
Free.
Well, they get low, and then they do shake. One of the ladies that started on my group, she was doing the faster wave shake or something, shake.
Full of rubbish.
I was like, no, you need to stop that.
Yeah.
And then she lost 11 pounds in the 6 weeks. It's like, and I ate so much food. I went, yeah, I know, exactly, because you're eating what you need.
Yeah.
And you need to fuel your body. So.
Exactly. Well, Christine's been great. I'll hook you up with her afterwards.
Definitely.
Because I was taking so many supplements for the AstraZeneca damage. And she's managed to pare it down and get me like some supplements, which are very expensive, but it's got three or four things in that I was taking separately.
Yeah,
so she was great.
Gut is so linked to your brain, and you know, I have probiotics every week now, every day.
Do you take them on an empty stomach?
No,
because I take mine on an empty stomach.
Okay.
Which
that's not possible.
There's two schools of thought. Oh, I'm now.
What do you wake up in the middle of the night to take them?
I am literally. I have three things that I have to take on empty stomach. So I wake up at 6 a.m.
I was going to say, if you took it during the day, there's no point the day when you got an empty stomach, is there?
I take something called NDT, which is natural desiccated thyroid. So I was buying it from America. So it's pig's thyroid. So it's T4 and T3. You always find this amusing because the NHS give you levothyroxine for a low thyroid, which doesn't work for a huge amount of women. Mm. And I'll talk to you later, and we'll have to have wine and a chat and then a jog.
Here we go.
A jog in the mud. Jog in the mud.
This solves everything.
Her
chocolate workshop. So we said we're going to try and organise a raw chocolate workshop.
I'm a big cacao fan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we're going to do it in my kitchen. Now I remember.
Yes, exactly.
Joe, thank you so much for that, and all power to what you're doing and helping people through a difficult time in their life. It's really good what you're doing. If people want to find out more about the kind of things you do, your workshops, and especially your retreat that's coming up in Ashford, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter at JoeWhite1974, which I need to update. Joe Adams Health Coach on LinkedIn. On Instagram, I'm JoeAdams_coaching. And on Facebook, I've got Future Fitness Personal Training. I've got an ebook that I can give your listeners on Show Yourself the Love. I think it's most important that you fall in love with yourself. So if you, and also I'm willing to offer listeners a 10% off our retreat or my online group. So if they contact me and mention the show, then I'll offer them 10%.
Fantastic.
And where is the retreat, Maidstone?
It's between Ashford and Maidstone. It's on the A20.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All those links can be found on the Kent Business Radio website, and they'll be there forever. So if you didn't get to write them down, you just go into the website and you'll find Joe's contact details there. Do check out the retreat, the clubs, the groups and everything else.
Thank you.
For the moment, thank you so much for that. It's a real pleasure listening to you tell us about your journey in business. Thank you so much.
And the lovely Wayne Cunnington is listening in from his garden. He said he was just having a bite before the Tesco shop, and then he'll listening in from the garden, watching the washing dry. Beautiful day. And then he says, the hot cross bun diet, never heard of that one. And then he says, speaking of fitness, Joe, I'm heading back to the gym. He's been damaged very badly by the AstraZeneca, so he's heading back to the gym. This is huge. This week, after 9 months away, he's walking with a stick, so this is going to be great. It is the perfect pickup for me, no matter what you do or able to do. In my case, not very much since the vax injury. So wishing you loads of love in the gym. We want pictures. And that's great, Wayne. Very good news. Thank you.
Fantastic. Right, I've got a few things to tell you about before we break for the news. There's a Sittingbourne Breakfast Networking Group meeting on Wednesday the 26th of April, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Kent Science Park in Sittingbourne. And they're going to tell you all about what goes on at the Kent Science Park. So if you're interested in that, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar, you can find out all about it and book your free place there.
And the lovely Tracy Ferguson, that's Tazy64, says, great info from Joe. I've been working on my cortisol levels for a couple of years now, as I was pre-diabetic post-menopause, took 18 months, but now have normal blood sugar levels.
Excellent, well done.
Joe says, 10 points to you. And then she also says, it's a very interesting backstory, Joe. Lots of threads to Joe's business evolution. And balance and reframing are fantastic tools to support positive mindset. And she's used the Bee Bunker hashtag.
Did you read the other tweet from Tracy about the cheesy tunage?
No. Oh, I'll read it for you. Yeah, her disco, tell me.
Yeah, loved the tunage, body talk. This track always reminds me of a disco moment in 1982 when I was 18, when a young man determined to dance with me pinned me in the corner, dancing at me. He turned out to be a champion disco dancer. Thank you for the memories.
I said, did you dance? And sent her a gif of John Travolta.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's taken her back. It's a good song, that. I quite like your tune today. And she says, Tracy's, she's on a roll today. Hi, Paul and Jules, loving the Bee Bunker conversation. Some laugh out loud moments already. We think we're being deadly serious.
Yeah. We're delighted to share that Sharp Minds Communications won both Creative Business and Outstanding Business of the Year awards at the Times of Tunbridge Wells Business Awards on the 30th of March. Being shortlisted again for some of our favourite local businesses and collaborators was an honour, and we are so proud of Sharp Minds team for taking home two titles. So congratulations to the Sharp Minds Communication team.
Well done, everyone. Mm. The next meeting of the Marsh Network online, the Romney Marsh, will be at 10:30 a.m. on the 12th of April. You can go to www.marshnetwork.co.uk, joining people and organisations from across Kent, Sussex and beyond for our relaxed style of professional networking, they say. And their speaker will be Steve Gosling. He is the most definitely the world's best travel counsellor. And they say, please mention the meeting to your contacts as first timers come free. So free ticket, email terry@botfield.net. That's field as in farming field, botfield.net.
Brilliant. You can follow him on the Twitter as well. He's got my favourite Twitter handle. His Twitter handle is TDBotty.
Snigger.
Yeah.
Did you hear that City Airport is, you're able to take your liquids through now?
Yes, I saw that.
Don't have to measure them anymore. Yeah, which is great.
There's a High 3 Network small business meetup. Networking, presentations and intellectual property talk and a workshop and a studio tour at Canterbury Christchurch University taking place on the 20th of April at 10:30 a.m. To find out all the details and to book your place, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar.
And a pet owner who gave up her office job to work with canines is in the process of erecting a huge private enclosure for dog walkers to use. It's a commercial dog walking business called Happy Paws Pet Services. It's going to be 8,000 square feet, a rentable facility on the Isle of Sheppey in July. So I guess that means if they have a naughty greyhound like me, my greyhound runs off. They have no sense, greyhounds. No, really terrible. They say you shouldn't let them off the lead, but she's a real
gallagher. They say their dogs are like their owners, don't they?
My friend's greyhound went missing for 3 days. It's quite a big story around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they are naughty.
All sorts of people.
They're naughty. Well, Dogs Trust, they'd never let her off, but she's three, you know. She
they'd only had her, like, briefly. They just rescued her, I think, and she escaped.
They're very brave. I'm getting a tracker. If anybody's listening, in fact, they might know. I want a tracker, but I don't want to have to pay monthly for it on these apps. But you can get a tracker on the collar so you can tell on your phone where they are.
Yeah.
If they go. She goes to the campsite and begs, or into the local cafe and begs. She's a
bit like you.
Catcher.
Bit like you then.
Yeah, I don't beg, I pay. Yeah. But she does catch rats. Very good rat catcher.
Cool.
If you want to borrow.
Our mate Paul Babbara, Carrara Foods and Bombay Cooks, is celebrating the Sikh New Year on April the 14th from 6:45 until 10:15 at the Westgate Hall in Canterbury. where you can sample his lovely food.
We've partaken rather a lot.
We did partake what in rather
his,
a lot.
What were his lovely little balls?
I can't remember what they were called because we ate them all.
I've got that picture of you and me scoffing.
Which you post on a regular basis of me eating the entire tray of them, yes, yeah.
And me, I was eating too.
Yeah.
But they were like little spicy balls.
Yeah, but it was almost like puff pastry or shoe pastry, wasn't
it?
And he gave us some sauce to put on them as well.
Sufjan might know.
Yeah.
But he might do. I don't know. We'll ask him after the news. We'll ask him if he does little spicy balls. Puffy ones. You said puff pastry.
Okay. Anyway, if you want to partake.
It won't be any pastry. It'll be something Asian. Yeah.
If you want to partake in Paul Babra's Seek New Year event at Westgate Hall, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Canada, all the details are there.
When is it?
The 14th of April.
When's that? Next week?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. Yeah. Is it the news?
You can do that quickly.
I'll gabble. There's a huge new outdoor play area that's opened at a popular zoo. The new facility is launched at Wingham Wildlife Park near Canterbury, just in time for the Easter holes. The new play area consists of sensory panels, slides and climbing equipment. Done.
Fantastic. We're going to join the newsroom. When we come back, we've got another fantastic guest to talk to. Do stay tuned. Here we go.
Hear what's going on.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.